It was just lovely, is what I'm saying. So come off. I got 100 and odd dates ahead of me. I come off stage, my tour manager, Alex, and my driver, David, said, look, we've got to get in the car, because we've got to start heading to Ipswich. Because I don't know if anyone has ever tried to drive from Sunderland to Ipswich in one go. You can't do it. You've got to have a stopover in Narnia on the way. Fucking miles away. And he said, we've got to get in the car. It's going to take us about 7 hours. I said, look, lads, there is no way I am getting in that car now. I said, I've just had a fantastic gig. I said, no way am I going to get in the car before I've had a drink. So I walked out to the Sunderland Empire. There's a pub around the corner. And I walked into this pub. And this is when I found out I was a perv. Because as I walked into the pub, there was a gaggle of girls at the bar. And you know what I mean by a gaggle of girls? A gang of girls. You know, like you get now, gangs of girls going out, groups of them. You know what I mean? Packs of girls. All going gaggle, 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 gaggle. And you know what they like? They do, they go on groups now, don't they? And there's different groups amongst them. There's the young ones, and then there's the others. The MILFs. You know what I'm on about. All those women who are 35 plus who go out in a big group now, they're fucking scary, them, aren't they? All the women who have seen and done everything, who are all out for one big last night out before the menopause hits and they all get a beard. Oh, they're terrifying, them, because they are, they're like sailors in port for a night out. They're going, hey, you, get your cock out, hey, hey! Well, it wasn't them. I walked in, there was a group of girls stood at the bar, young girls, drinking blue stuff out of a bottle, which is just wrong. No, if it looks like it could be bubble bath, don't drink it. But they stood there drinking it. And I walked in, as I walked in, one of the girls just turned and went, I've got to be honest with you, I didn't know what to do. You know, because I'm not used to being recognised. And also, I've been married 18 years. It's a long time since I've seen an excited woman. But I couldn't get past her to get to the bar every time. She was going, so I thought, I'll say something. I said, well, thanks for coming, love. I said, dude, did you come? And she said, oh, I came with all of my friends. They're my friends. Because that's what girls are like. Girls love their friends. If you were to say to a bloke, who did you come with? They go, oh, them knobheads. Toss is not why I'm going to have any of them, not again. But girls love their friends. She said, they're my friends. Yeah. She said, we all came out for my birthday weekend. She said, I was 18 on Friday, which means I'm legal now. To which I instinctively said, to be honest with you, love, you were legal 2 years ago. And she just looked at me with eyes full of disgust and disappointment, like I was the randy uncle who rubbed up against her at the wedding. And she just went, I meant to drink. I have never felt more like a pervert in all of my life. Short of saying, do you want to see the puppies in the van? I couldn't have been more like a perv. But a lot of my mates think, oh, it's all probably changed for you. I bet your lads think you're cool now because you do stuff on telly. And it hasn't. I mean, this has. Without a doubt, this has been a brilliant, brilliant year for me. In fact, we called this tour Sunshine because someone said to me, you're having a brilliant year. It's like your time in the sunshine, which is another way of saying it's not going to last. And sometimes things pop up. Things pop up that make you think, oh, that's a great opportunity. I got a phone call, it probably would have been about 8 weeks ago. Got a phone call off someone saying, do you want to go on Top Gear? Which, to be honest with you, when I was a teenager, that was a very different phone call, but it led to a very interesting weekend. Whereas now, for those people who don't know, Top Gear is a television